Good evening, Rick. Everyone on the net tonight. Hopefully everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Yesterday was kind of rainy off and on and cold and that, and today was much better. So we got a good day out of it for one. Tomorrow we're going to be back to cold and possibly some snow showers. So Mother Nature hasn't figured out which way she wants to go yet. So well, we're along for the ride. That's about it. For me, yesterday had, Friday night, we had our club meeting, had a good meeting there. Saturday, we had the club breakfast. Came home, worked around the house on Saturday, getting odds and ends things done. Been working on three radios that were donated to the club. I think it was Doc that donated them back at Winter Field Day. Somebody dumped a box of radios on my lap there, and I can't remember exactly who. So I went through those yesterday, got them cleaned up, so we have three additional radios. There is a Kenwood 2-meter, a TM-241. There is another radio that is a different brand name, I don't recall offhand, that is also a 2-meter. And then there is an ICOM dual-band radio with a remote head. I think that's a 2720 ICOM that's in that group. So all three were functioning. The ICOM remote cable needs to be replaced. The missing part of the outer rubber coating on it. I did put a little liquid tape on it to help support it for now. It is functioning, but I did find a guy for $16 that sells a remote cable. If you want to, like the 10-footer, a long one for remote mounting, it was like $16, and then there was a 7-inch if you're going to kind of mount it to the radio, so at about, I think it was like 10 or 11, so the cables are available for them. I also found all of the manuals in that form, too. Let me break.